Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Media Network. I'm your co-host, Scarlett Butler. And this evening, let me bring on the host from the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, Joe Golder.
Good evening, everyone. It's crazy out there today and this whole week. We got a little delay this week. We were supposed to have the trial for the peace hearing today, but we moved it over to Monday, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. Trump was in Atlanta, and he's campaigning for a guy that's running for Congress, and he actually was out doing little bits and pieces around the area, kind of sticking his middle finger up in the eyes of Barney or Fannie Willis and all that stuff, but that's okay. And there are a few other things going on, including the border. We got stuff all over. But let's start off with something that's unique. This morning, in Morning Joe, Micah had a group of people, uncommitted people, in like a virtual town hall type of thing, or one of those things that what's his name used to do, and to see how the campaign is going. But anyway, they had like 8 or 9 people at the at this so-called virtual group, the moderator asked these 9 people how they feel between now and are you better off today or you were better off 4 years ago. Every one of them said 4 years ago. Every one of these people were voting for Biden 4 years ago. Every one of them now voting for Trump. And Mike and Cup and others kind of fell off the chair. These are independent voters that was that were hanging around for that went into Democrat or that's now independent.
Was that live on camera?
Yes, and so I posted the video.
I hope Greg Kay or Rob Schmidt throws that or Chris Plant.
I don't know, maybe. But that was Eric Bowling and Rob Schmidt, probably both of them. Maybe Glenn Beck, what's his name?
So everyone that was sitting in that panel said they're voting for Trump?
Yes, they're going for Trump. They said that Trump was better under Trump was better for them, economy, security, and every other way. And a lot of them were talking about.
What did Joe and Mika say?
They couldn't say anything. See the whole thing. Mika said that it shows how that it's an uphill battle for Biden. She admitted it. Meanwhile, the polling that came out on today in North Carolina has Biden losing bigger than it was before. Trump is surging in North Carolina. Over 25 different polling data have Trump up by 5 or better, and that's past the margin of error.
The only way that Biden can win is to steal the election with the illegals.
He's not. He can't. One of the great things about North Carolina is one of our teams was there, and we already arrested a bunch of people. And every Democrat stealer or mule that we used to call for 2,000 mules, they're in prison right now.
How about the head of the election board?
They've all been fired, and they're all going down. Same thing in Georgia. Oh, one of the things we did in Georgia is doing the same thing. And Arizona and another states around the country. Pennsylvania, we're less than 1,000 away of switching Bucks County in Pennsylvania from blue to red. If that switches, the rest of Pennsylvania switches. This past week was WrestleMania in Philadelphia, and registered thousands of people on the 2-day WrestleMania. So they switched. They either didn't vote before, they're voting now and Republican, or they switched Democrat to Republican.
Hold it. All Pennsylvania residents?
Yeah, we're working. Yeah, and anywhere else. That's a matter. Whoever went to WrestleMania, it doesn't matter what state they came from. They were registering.
Good.
So the point, and Erie County and all the other counties in there, and we're working closely with that. Don't forget, it was Scott Presser and Early Voting app that got to Florida and made it over 900,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats in the state of Florida. No Democrat could win statewide election in the state of Florida. But
have the Democrats been trying to re-register them Democrat?
No, they haven't been succeeding on that because they these people are telling them no way. Because look what we got. Between the crime, the criminals, and stuff like that. And if they try to illegally do that, they're being arrested. If you see something, say something. We have an app set up for that. You report, we come down, and we take them into custody. If they resist, we eliminate them. And that's how it works.
That's cool.
And that's a big thing there.
How many months?
I don't know how much that's going to go. Yet, but
they will not be released
until after the election.
7 months. Months to the election.
All right. Well, Trump said today it was sickly. Trump was in Atlanta today and campaigning, and he was answering questions. Unlike Biden, Trump actually spends the time to answer people's questions before his questions. And you watch the video, you can watch it on Facebook.
He answered every question. He took every question, he answered it, no problem.
And he did it in such a way, and he was great. He lab-based it. You know, he called, you know, and the border, crime, the illegal activities, the Justice Department. Whole nine yards.
Biden is the worst president ever. And he said Biden is a terrible human being.
Yeah. And he's crooked. He's crooked, Joe Biden. And he is. He's in the White House. The people of the staff of the White House, including the Secret Service, hate Biden, but they hate Jill Biden worse. They call, you know, and they thought, well, common was, we thought that Michelle Obama was bad. The Bidens are worse. And they won't go near because they're just nasty individuals.
Hold it. They're nasty to the staff in the White House?
Yeah. Obama used to do that, especially Michelle Obama, and they hated working with her.
What happens if they all walked out of the White House?
I don't know. They honored the position, and they just take it, and they honor the position because they sign on to it. But the thing is, they're very disrespectful.
They have no
class. Yeah, the shit they'll smell, they'll stink type of thing. They like yuppie schmucks that we used to call in the day. But they think they're above everything, but they're not so much above because they're getting caught now left and right. And all the lies are coming up. By the way, the last lie he did the other day is when he was talking about the student loans and stuff. And he said that he was the first person in his family that went to college. And then one of the reporters played back an interview that he had a few years back where he said that his grandfather went to college and all that other stuff. So he that was the end of that.
Mr. President, your father, your grandfather,
yeah. So the point is he lies again, and he plagiarized everything. In fact, you know, and so he's getting caught. And if Micah and Morning Joe to start doing that, forecasting what he did, you know, for requesting what people's reactions are and this stuff, they knew what the reaction was going to be, or at least they have a night. They wouldn't have put it on the air if they were still supporting Biden. So even them are starting to turn a little bit. MSNBC, MSDNC, you know, did that stuff. But, and then the CNN sometimes too. So it works on that. Now, Mayorkas.
Uh-huh.
His impeachment trial is scheduled for Monday. Well, the reason why they waited till Monday is because the Republicans and some Democrats did not want to start the impeachment process in the middle of the week. They want to start on Monday so they have a full and information and everything, and then they go into and at the end of the week to vote on to vote on it with all the evidence that gives the American people, and it's going to be taught live on C-SPAN and RSPN and among other things. I think Newsmax too, and maybe others. But you can watch it next week starting, I think, 9 o'clock on Monday morning. So that's a big thing there, and they did it in such a way to make sure that the American people see what's going on. That's why they delayed it from Wednesday to Monday. Now, there is stories about Chuck Schumer trying to table it. First of all, no impeachment's ever been tabled. Trial has ever been tabled in this country's history, going back 240-somewhat years.
It's going to be the first time.
No, it's not. Yeah. Because there's a motion right now to vacate Chuck Schumer's job. That was filed today.
Who filed that?
All the Republicans and some Democrats who are about to lose their seat. So they're going to vote next week or later this week to see if Chuck Schumer is still going to be the majority leader.
If he loses the seat, who becomes majority leader?
Depending on the vote. And right now, it could be almost anybody. But there was a motion there.
Well,
all Republican, because meanwhile, that's a very big thing. And so we'll wait and see. And there are also legal actions pending because there's going to be law enforcement in the galley and waiting to see what happens. And if Schumer tries to do anything, he will be arrested immediately. And if he resists, he'll be eliminated. And it'll be live on TV, perk walk. So that's the other thing. Also, at the same time, Monday is also going to be...
You'll see Mitch McConnell stand up. I'm going to be the majority leader. Watch.
No, he's not. He's already done. Most likely be Ted Cruz because he's speaking today. So that's the big thing there. The other thing that's going on on Monday is also the hush money trial. We have people that's in that law enforcement and sheriff, a special sheriff sat in to see what happens Monday morning. If this judge is still a judge or trying to decide, he is expected to be arrested on the spot. He violated New York State criminal laws. And he will be arrested on the spot if he doesn't recuse himself immediately. And if he sits on that bench, he will be arrested. It's already set in stone. And him and his family will go and we'll probably take him into Gitmo waiting for a tribunal for treason.
Who's that one, McCann?
Whatever his name is. He needs to recluse himself. If he doesn't do that, he'll be gone. And that's law enforcement's going to then we're going to see him walked off the bench. So that's a big thing there too.
Well,
you know, and that's
one by one.
Yeah. Now, breaking news that came over just before we got on the air: the U.S. government is considering dropping all charges of persecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, according to the White House. In other words, they finally gave up on persecuting him. So,
what do they want?
Nothing. The other thing is, according to Bloomberg News, the U.S. sees Iranian missile strike possible on Israel is imminent, probably as soon as the next few days. We'll see where that goes. And that's a big thing. Now, today, this morning, the monthly inflation report came out for the month of March. It was 3.5. It was higher than expected. They were looking at 3.2 or 3.1. It ended up with 3.5, fueling expectations of no interest rate cuts anytime soon. And if next month it also goes off like 3.5 or higher, you might see interest rates increasing, which will be killing housing much more, even more. So that's a big thing there.
Well, they're printing money. Yes, they are.
So inflation.
Biden going after all the utilities is not helping.
No, it's all
and
crazy.
And the cars, and he wants all gas mobiles gone. So it's done. And he just did ruling on the EPA.
Okay. Inflation at the same time in presidency. Donald Trump back in 2020, versus Biden this time in 2024. Energy under Trump was no inflation. Biden's 38.8% increase. Gasoline was -2%. Biden's 47.8% increase. Electricity was at 3%. Biden's 29.3%. Natural gas was -1.9%. Biden is 26.9%. Groceries was at 3.3% inflation. Under Biden is 21.1%. Eggs
groceries on a weekly basis went up $150 a week.
Right.
anywhere from $2 to $4 on item, depending on the item.
Right.
You don't talk about meat or chicken or any of that. That shit, that is expensive.
Wait, yeah, eggs. Wait, I'm getting there. Eggs is -3.6% under Trump. Under Biden, eggs is up by 49.3%, almost 50%.
Yeah.
Milk
yeah.
was 2.6% under Trump.
Yeah.
Under Biden, it's up by 15% under Biden.
Yeah.
Here's the chicken. Chicken was 3.7% under Trump, and Biden is 23.9%.
And it is.
Yeah.
As you can see,
transportation was 2.3%. Under Biden, it's 32.5%. Airfare under Trump went down 13.8%, but it increased by 32.7% under Biden. Public transportation was down by 8.1% under Trump, and increased by 22.2% under Biden. Used cars was 2.4% under Biden is 20.9%, and apparel was 0.6% under Trump, and Biden is 13.5%.
Yeah. Electronics, clothing, food, utilities, rent, mortgages.
The other big story today. It was that the Pfizer renewal was killed today. 19 Republicans voted with Dems to kill the renewal of Pfizer and the warrantless surveillance of Americans. They are heroes. The 19 Republicans that voted to kill the surveillance Pfizer warrants was Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Michael Clout of Texas, Eric Crane of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, Paul Gose of Arizona, Clay Hickens of Louisiana.
Is Mike Johnson on that list?
I don't know. Not yet. He's a Speaker of the House. He doesn't take that vote. Anna Paulina Luna. But he's on the list. Anna Paulina Luna, Nancy Mace, Corey Mills, Ralph Norman, Andy Oakley, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, and Greg Stubel.
Where's your green girl?
She was campaigning with Trump this morning, this today.
Oh, she didn't vote?
No. Trump gives statement in Georgia. He predicts that Biden is going to be gone. Keynotes, Biden sucks, Manchurian candidate. This is all the words out of Trump. It's really cool. Keynotes, Biden sucks, Manchurian candidate. Franny's case is totally discredited. She is a criminal. Franny Willis and her lover were running a money-making scheme. Biden is weaponizing the judicial system. Dems are raising more money, but we don't need all the money they do because they are so horrible. Trump reminds everyone who won the 2016, despite Trump raising a third of the money she did. Biden abandoned Israel. Any Jewish person that voted for Biden should have their head examined. I agree with that. That's very important.
Yeah.
Abortion is all but bringing it back to the states, back to the people. I'm crushing Biden in the polls. He's corrupt and he's incompetent. And he goes, I predict Biden is going to be gone in 6 months from now. November 5th will be the most important day in our history. It will be known as Christian Visibility Day. Christians are going to come out and they are going to vote like never before. And that's a big thing.
You know what? Because Christians are for the Jews. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And the blacks. And the Hispanics. Okay? And he's not going to keep the woman vote.
All right, couple of things from the chat room. No, the money does not go to Ukraine. There's no money going into Ukraine. from the House, and the House has, and they're not giving anything to Ukraine. The border comes first, and that's the deal. And it's going to be that way. What they're going to do is going to kick it down the road until November 5th, and then they're going to go and after the 5th of an election, when Trump wins the White House, we take the Senate and we'll expand on the House. Then we'll get a comprehensive bill. We also have one already. It's called H.R. 2. H.R. 2 passed the House. It's a pure border security. It restores everything that that Trump did when he was presidency and more. And it passed the House of Foreign Cause. It's been sitting on Schumer's desk since last year. That is very important. And that's a big thing there. And so that's a big thing. And we have a greetings from Shabaka Black Experience. That's it. What's add your feelings on reparations for the descendants of slavery? Okay. First of all, there's nobody, there's no slaves that's still alive in this country. No reparations. What we could do is to rebuild the education system and teach them values and laws and get them to build from within and get them out of the CRT. We don't need CRT or critical race theory or DEI, which is a noun name. They're both nicknames for socialism or communism. We got to teach individuals not only how great this country is, but the ability that we have to succeed in life and to get a proper education. I urge everyone that's listening to us, especially to go to Hillsdale College, and it's free to go and watch some of the classes and stuff, hillsdalecollege.org, and go there and see for yourself. And what's great about that university is that they don't accept any government funding at all, and they've been around since the 1800s. And we got a caller on the line. Scott, let me pick up the caller.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, caller.
Oh, yeah, greetings, Steve. Thank you for having me on. This is Shabaka Sankori with the podcast Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And on the reparations issue, you know, you would have to do a study on it. It's because what I was trying to explain to one host, okay, let's do some math right here. Okay, so let's say that, you know, you had your slave, you know, that you purchased at $100, right? So he's going out there picking sugar cane like in Louisiana. I think that there was one of the main crops that it was. So therefore, what had happened is, that and cotton. And so then what had happened was, as he brought up the raw material to turn it into a refined good or a durable good or a marketable good, money was made off of that as well, too. Then it got reinvested. You see what I'm saying? Then the power of the parlay got reinvested again and again and again, you know, all the way up to this century. And, of course, we all know about macroeconomics. Okay, so but had it not been for that slave who went out there and initiated that revenue now would have came in. You see, that's one of the elements in regard to the reparations issue. Then not to mention the intellectual property that a lot of slaves had did, you know, for their slave masters, and then when they had the patent office, the slave did not get the patent right on it. The slave master got the patent right off of it because, see, the slave was looked at as three-fifths of a human being, so he was chattel, you know what I mean, is that he was property. Right. He was not recognized, you know, as a human being, and then not to mention the fact that when you had the Jim Crowism and the Ku Klux Klan, and then on top of that, when you had the segregation laws of the South, you know what I mean? Like when they had the separate water fountains, the separate schools and stuff like that.
Went from the 1800s to the early 1900s to the 1950s and the 1960s. Because you're going straight up, and then you have, and great society and all that. You know, over time, see, one of the things about this country, over time, we can to correct our wrongs in time. As far as reparations, I don't think anyone in this country today, with 2024, that should be paying for things that happened 100 years ago, or 60 years ago, or 70 years ago.
Okay,
but hold on a second.
Okay, but let me say this now. Let's look at a sense of irony right here. Okay, we all seen the TV show The Cold Case, right? Okay,
yes.
Well, they have solved crimes that would happen like in the 1920s and 30s, but yet they still want
to
go
like
prosecute. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it myself. And then they would still go prosecute the person rather than it was in their 80s and their 90s. And then, too,
when
you had the segregation and Dr. King, what he had went through and stuff like that, and he was assassinated. Then, of course, you had various other organizations, you know, it's because you have the civil rights era in American history, but you also have the black empowerment era in history that they try to erase. You see what I mean? It's because on my platform, you know, we had a huge debate about it, you see. And then, of course, the questionable police killings that was happening off of that, like with Little Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, and then unfortunately you had a black president, Barack Obama, and this all happened on his watch, and he didn't do nothing about it, which was very, very disappointing. And then keep in mind you have the Congressional Black College.
He kind of stirred the pot, and that's a problem there, because he actually, instead of trying to unite the country, he actually divided the country when he went after the. There's always going to be bad apples somewhere. Yes, you can clean up the mess and change things around, but as far as since the beginning, all he did was go after the police. And that's, he started with the BLM and then Antifa and all the other stuff, and didn't really help unite anything, cause more friction in that, it's a problem. And we had Alvita King.
Okay, Al who King?
Okay,
Alberta King?
Alvita King. That's the niece. That's Martin Luther King's niece. Alvita King.
Oh, okay.
We had her.
Okay.
We had her on our radio show a few years back. And but she's a pro-lifer, and she talked about life in general. But she works in that direction, and she also talks about trying to unite the country. Same thing with because right now you talk about Jim. First of all, you talk about Jim Crow, and you talk about the KKK and all those people and stuff, and the segregation stuff. You know who's responsible for that? That was all Democrats. Every one of them.
Hold on. You're absolutely correct about that, because it was the Democratic Party that brought you the Ku Klux Klan. Okay, now, if you have any knowledge of Robert Williams, who set up the Deacons of Defense, okay, he was a World War II veteran, and he was down there in the South, and what he was doing was he was training the people, you know, in the black community near where he was to defend themselves. Now, when the Black Panther Party tried to exercise their Second Amendment rights, they were declared public enemy number one by J. Edgar Hoover, and everybody was afraid of J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover.
He had too much power. He had too much power. And then, too, when I look at these questionable police killings and these guys go unpunished, you know, a classic case in point of that was in Los Angeles in 1992 with the Rodney King case.
Where
these guys were caught dirty, they were videotaped, they beat this man 52 times with a baton, and so It happened in L.A. County, but they did a change of venue to Ventura County, which is ultra conservative. And what really had added insult to injury is that when the jurors had came on the news saying that he deserved that, and these guys were clearly guilty. So then that's what happened in 1992. And then George Bush Senior, Papa Bush, he was the president at the time.
And
he has stated, okay, what I saw out there in Los Angeles is bad, but he says, but what I saw where these guys did not get convicted was sick. But he says that, you know, I'm the president, so not only did the governor of California send in the National Guard, he had sent in the regular military, and I said, uh-oh, you know. But then, you know, the rebellion, as they called it, died down, and Coon, Powell, Brasino, and Timothy Wynn, these guys were charged in a federal court. All of them got convicted except for Ted Brasino. You see what I mean? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the business with the O.J. Simpson case, you know, which was crazy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, and bring it on board here. It says that Ventura County is not conservative at all.
Right.
Well, when you go through Simi Valley, that there's Ronald Reagan countries, because that's where they buried him at, you know what I mean? And being a black man in America, I should not have to fear that each time I get in my vehicle that when the police pull me over, are they getting ready to kill me? Are they getting ready to provoke me?
Yeah, that shouldn't happen anywhere in the country. I agree with that. And
the reparations, okay, and I'm going to say this here, then, okay, but then the reparations is not just for the slavery, but all that Jim Crowism and the brutalization after that, man, up to that, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's a complicated issue, and Dr. Joyce DeGruy is doing a 5-year study on the feasibility of it, and I really would like to get in touch with Dr. DeGruy and to see, you know, what she says with it, because, you know, she's a PhD, the woman's very, very heavy.
Right. I heard today that instead of giving money as reparations, they want to give a tax break to all the black community, not have to charge any taxes. That came from a congresswoman in Texas. Then you're gonna, if that happens, you're gonna see people sue. If you're gonna have a tax break for this, but why not the other group of people, and so forth.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Scarlett.
Okay. The black community of this country, some believe in reparations, and I'm wondering why, because they never lived in slavery. Slavery sucks, because I'm Jewish, and I have family from generations back that are from slavery, okay?
Scott, let the gentleman answer the question.
Okay, ma'am, as I stated before, you got to look at all the generational damage that this here has done. Also, too, as I mentioned with the Rodney King case, and plus you had all these other questionable police killings, is because, as you know, the police are not, they are policy enforcers, and the police evolved from the slave patrollers. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, when Congress in 1857 passed the Fugitive Slave Act, okay, let's say that I was a slave down there in Georgia, okay? I come out here, you know, like to Utah or to California, you know what I'm saying? You know, then I could be apprehended, taken back to the slave master, because I was not viewed as a human being, but I was viewed as property. And then you have to also look at all the ramifications and the brutalization that you had during slavery. You see what I'm saying? Case in point, if you ever saw the motion picture Mandingo, okay. I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't hear.
Look what's going on in Israel today. And we have a fucking president who wants to exterminate Israel and destroy the Jewish community. sorry.
Okay. Okay, but ma'am. Okay.
We both ends of the rainbow. We all got screwed.
Okay, but ma'am, here's what I'm saying. And then anytime when black people try to build black businesses, like down in Rosewood, Florida, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the Black Wall Street, because I have recently had visited the Black Wall Street, okay, they came there and bombed Black Wall Street, and that was the first time that you had any type of aerial bombing in the history of aviation, period, okay? And
okay.
What it was, from what
who
I understand...
Stop. Who do you think is carrying that out? The Democrat Party, the Liberal Party... Okay, ma'am.
You'll get no argument from me on that. Is because it was the Democrats that brought you the Ku Klux Klan.
Agenda 21, genocide, sir.
Okay, now, ma'am. Okay. Okay, ma'am. Check this out. You get no argument from me in regard to Barack Obama is because Barack Obama was more concerned about a homosexual getting with another man as opposed to the police murdering his own people.
He's a man. His wife is a man.
You're about the fifth person to tell me that.
His wife has a gift. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I got photographs. That is a man. That guy is a homosexual.
There's a lot of people say that.
You think about that.
Yeah. Okay, now here's one for you, ma'am. Okay, here's one, something else, ma'am. Here's some more ammunition for you against Barack Obama. Barack Obama, when he was the president, he had traveled to Kenya, okay? And President Kenyatta, okay, had welcomed Barack Obama to Kenya, and he says, well, greetings, Mr. President. This is your ancestral land. We're happy to have you. What was the first thing that Barack Obama got up there and spoke about? Oh, well, LGBT, alphabetized Virginia, and the president of Kenya said, no, man, we got to shut you down, and we got to ask you to leave. His next stop was Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, okay, the land of some of the most beautiful women on the planet. So he's on Air Force One. The head of state calls him up and says, Mr. President, we heard what you did in Nairobi, Kenya. Do not bother landing in Addis Ababa because we're not with it. It's because African societies place great emphasis on procreation. And that, ma'am, only happens between a union of man and woman. Now, those who have the alphabetized agenda, they have the right to their human rights. They have a right to their civil rights. But no dog face Joe with a 5 o'clock shadow shoving ketchup up his ass, you know, talking about he's menstruating, has a right to come up and tell me he is a woman. That, ma'am, is an insult to womanhood on a general basis.
Yeah. By the way, to chat room, says we got someone in the chat room. Well, Oscar talks. Says that why talk of terms of black businesses? We are all supposed to be humans who don't use color.
Okay. The reason why you need black business is to put black people to work. One of the main things that they did in the 1960s with Gloria Steinem, you know, with the women's movement, when she went to black women, what that stuff was, is that they started putting a black male out of the household for welfare. They brought welfare there to tear up the black family.
Okay, the other thing is,
I have a lot of clients that are black business and they are very successful. So I have no idea what you are talking about. Okay.
No, the reason why you need a black business, ma'am, is to put black people to work in black innovation taking part in entrepreneurial ventures.
They are entrepreneurs. I build business. Okay? They're all entrepreneurs. Okay, and they all do very well, and they're all very successful, all of them.
Yeah, and I do my business and stuff, we have like 700 people in our business. And I would say about half is of color of sorts, you know, black or Hispanic. And we also have, by the way, you ever hear of pastor by the name of Dr. David Anderson?
Dr. David Anderson, Dr. David Anderson. You know, I got many books here, you know what I mean, that I do my research on for my podcast. Yeah. But I've heard of Dr. Claude Anderson, and Dr. Claude Anderson, you know, is in favor of the reparations and building up black businesses, is because black businesses will lead to black employment and more black entrepreneurship. Now, let me show you something. Do you remember the guy who was the owner of the Washington Commanders who made that derogatory statement, is that if black people don't like how we doing it here in the NFL, you know, which is nothing more than the modern day slave market, then they should, they should form their own.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Sure. Okay. Washington Commanders, it used to be the Washington Redskins, right?
Facts. Yes, sir.
Okay. I would always call them Washington Redskins. They was an insult. Talking about race, it was an insult because the reason why the Washington Redskins were the Redskins was because of the Windtalkers during World War II and at that point, and the Windtalkers agreed to use the name Washington Redskins for the football team, and it's an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with and now. The same thing with the Cleveland Indians, which is now the Cleveland Guardians.
The baseball team.
Right.
Okay.
It should always be the Cleveland Indians, because it was in South of the Indians that were there, that was honored there. The same thing with St. John's, and it goes back to, I don't know, before they were Red Storm, they were Red Men. And they all got to change back to that. People insulted.
Do you think what Kaepernick did, taking a knee, to our flag and the national anthem was okay?
Okay, first place, ma'am, let me explain something to you. When they sung Lift Every Voice and Sing, okay, and when the majority of the public there did not come to attention for it or not recognize it, that was a huge, huge insult. Now, the gentleman spoke of the Windtalkers during World War II. I'm quite sure everybody is familiar with you, with Colonel Benjamin O. Davis Jr. that commanded, you know, the Army Air Corps during World War II. The German Luftwaffe was no match for him. Look at Isaac Woodard, who served in World War II. Okay, now let's look at Isaac Woodard. He served in World War II. He got his discharge papers from Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, so he gets on a Greyhound, and him and the bus driver, the Greyhound bus, get off into it. So when he pulled up into the next town, you know, they took Mr. Woodard off there, and the sheriff busted his eyes out and blinded that man. So when you talk about reparations, ma'am, it's not just so much, you know, about the slave part, but look at
Please let me finish.
And listen to a song, okay, but please listen to a song by Billie Holiday called Strange Fruit.
Okay.
Billie Holiday's great. We're running down on time.
Do you think we have ignorant people? Joseph, will you be quiet? Do you think we have ignorant, selfish buttheads in this country?
What do I think we have? What now?
Do you think we have ignorant people in this country? Selfish, ignorant, disrespectful scum in this country?
Let me put it to you this way, ma'am. You do have some individuals in this country in this political favor is making some of the most dumbest, asinine, illogical statements going. So if I understand
I am a white woman. I am a white Jewish woman entrepreneur. And all I see when I look at somebody is they're a human being and they're a person. And
hold on now. Let me ask you a question.
You know why? You know why? Because I, in my home, was raised with respect. Okay?
Okay, now let me ask you this.
It isn't about color skin. It isn't about religion.
Okay.
It isn't about your education or how much money you got. It's just you're a person.
Okay, ma'am.
And you count.
Okay, ma'am.
How does that
Ma'am. Okay, ma'am, let me bring up three important facts to you. First, look at the case of Emmett Till. Oh, yeah. Look at the case of Emmett Till. When Carolyn Bryant lied and said that man, or he was only 14, had whistled at her, and her husband and her brother-in-law go up there and they grab Emmett Till from his grandmother's home in the middle of the night. They beat him. They castrated him. They changed him to a cotton gin. And then his mother, Ms. Mobley, had her son's body brought back to Chicago at Rainer's funeral home on Chicago's South Side. And she wanted the whole world to see. And Johnson Publications was there too, you know, who produced The Jet, to show what the world had did. Now, riddle me this. Why is it that when a certain black organization that originated in Oakland, California, that used the U.S. Constitution to say that we have a right to live, we have a right to survive, we have a right to exist, and we are exercising our Second Amendment constitutional rights, and then they were declared public enemy number one? You already know who the organization is.
Are you talking about Black Lives Matter? Hold it. Excuse me. Are you talking about Black Lives Matter?
Glad you brought up Black Lives Matter.
Are you talking about Black Lives Matter, SEIU? Which one?
Actually, ma'am, I was speaking about the Black Panther Party. Okay, but
yeah,
Black Lives Matter is a joke. George Soros owns the 501c3 to Black Lives Matter. You see what I'm saying? I have issues with Black Lives Matter because them women took that money and went and bought them a mansion out there in Studio Row. Wait a minute, what was it? Topanga Canyon out there in Los Angeles. Woodland Hills, Bel Air, and what have you. Because I grew up in L.A., you know what I'm saying? So I know exactly of what I'm talking about. Now, another thing, too, okay, when the Black Panther Party had went out there and exercised their constitutional rights, okay, it's because what they were doing, they were patrolling the neighborhoods, and point number seven, we want an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of black people, okay? What did your boy do during who ran the FBI? He declared them public enemy number one, and they were exercising their constitutional rights. Mr. Steele
interfered in a presidential election in Philly.
I'm sorry, say that again, ma'am. Okay, say
did
that again,
you
ma'am.
Know the Black Panthers interfered in a presidential election in Philly at different, what do you call those places, Joseph?
Different polling places. Polling.
Yeah. Oh, when you go to vote, those are called polling places. Okay,
right.
I've heard something. I've heard something like that. I don't have enough evidence, you know, to pass a judgment on it. Just like how they got this case going against Sean P. Diddy Combs. Okay, the man is a billionaire. He made his money. Yeah. I'm not passing no judgment on that until I get more information.
That's the left.
Do you know why they're doing it? Do you know why they're doing it?
Why they doing that there to P. Diddy? In my opinion, repeat. In my opinion,
supports Trump.
That's why,
ma'am. Ma'am.
Okay. Running out of time. Gentlemen, we're running out of time. We only have a couple minutes left.
Scarlett Butler saying, "Everybody have a good night."
Okay.
God bless America. God bless Israel. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Last thing you got to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I appreciate you having me on my platform. You know what I'm saying? And check us out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in your chat room there.
Yeah, no, I see.
You know what I mean? Okay, and then we do our shows Tuesday night, 6 p.m. in the West, 9 p.m. in the East, and also, too, we do Grand Rising with Shabakas and the Chades every Friday morning at 8 a.m. in the Pacific, 11 a.m. In the East, you know, and we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time until 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. 10 minutes ago? You know, I would tell you, you know, you and I, we disagree and agree and do a lot of different things, but we got to stop looking at the color of an individual's skin and start doing the content of the character, like Martin Luther King had said.
Okay.
We have to focus on
sir.
That.
Okay, sir. Okay, you're quoting Dr. King. Great, beautiful. But shortly before Dr. King was assassinated, you are aware of what he said, that he had led his people into a burning house with integration. just say, and then when I see these police killings, then when I see all this righteousness that they perpetuate in the entertainment industry, man, you know, of black people, you see what I mean? We're not being treated human here in America.
Yeah, well,
we're brought here against our will.
The entertainment areas and stuff like that, you know, same thing with the rap music and all the other
stuff.
Oh,
it's horrible.
It's horrible because you're preaching violence, and these kids pick it up
right.
on it, and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
And it does.
Yes, sir.
You're absolutely correct. Also, too, what it has done, it has split the black family unit. It has thoroughly shattered the
right.
black family unit. You got
mm-hmm.
young black men glorifying going to prison for the rest of their lives as opposed to going to get educated and opening up businesses
and acquiring property in
the black community
yeah.
and upgrading the quality of life there.
Right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Exactly. We need to improve the educational system. We have to reunite the family entity in the black community, in all communities. And we need to get back to the basics. And we not just try and send it to our schools to divide the and instead of teaching about how to hate each other, we should teach them how to use what's inside a person's individual and to make them better and to follow their passions and dreams. Because technically, this country, you could do anything you want to do, but you got to work hard for it, and you'll succeed. Never give up. Always look forward and never look back. And if you fall down, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move forward. But we're running out of time. I got to let you go. Thank you for coming
okay.
on the show.
Okay, and
okay.
thank you for having me.
Anytime. And I want to thank everyone.
Okay.
I want to thank the gentleman that was on. I want to thank Scarlett for coming on. I'd like to thank the people in the chat room, Bringing Boy, Oscar Talks, Shabaka, Black Experience, and there's a whole bunch of people that was in there besides Citizen Show. It was really great. I want to thank everybody. Don't forget, we will be on the air again on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And the truth is out there, voice of people, you have to voice, like today, and we'll never know what's going to come on, we'll never know what's going to call. So thank you again, and have a great evening. See you Sunday at 7.
All right
now.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.